we are doing Instagram Live today with Dr. Sabrina Fabi, and this is Modern Aesthetic Theory. So join us today. I thought we'd talk with Sabrina about a few different things. You're known for your work with injectable fillers, Botox, doing research on some of the most cutting edge products on the market. You were involved with the Galderma new kiss release as well as Quo. Are you using Quo in your practice?
I am using it in my practice because not everybody is a candidate for like Selfina, which is like controlled subcision. You know, it's a pretty invasive procedure if you have four dimples. So Quo is excellent for that person who has maybe a handful and
it's
doesn't want to have
fast.
Something more invasive.
For those of you guys haven't heard, Quo is an injectable cellulite treatment. And so far I've seen like 50% improvement with even just one session, which is incredible. And the company recommends 2 to 3 sessions. What kind of results are you seeing?
I agree with you. In the study, it was more moderate to severe cellulite that we had to use it for. But I think in practice, if you utilize it off-label, like for mild cellulite, in one session, you can get a nice improvement. In moderate to severe, we were getting 50% improvement after 3 treatments. You can only imagine that if you're more mild and they're not so deep, you can see something substantial.
It's incredible. And really, the only side effect is bruising. And so I think it's going to be a very popular treatment this summer. Are you guys doing a package of 3? Are you recommending just one each individual treatment?
We are doing a package of 3 because we just want to ensure that people are going to be satisfied. So a package of 3 in our office kind of runs for like $4,000. And that's kind of roughly what, we were treating or, you know, charging for Selfina historically.
Yeah.
So it
works.
That's
awesome. You have to really commit to it. I wonder if people will go for that price point, but we'll see. I think it's a really great product for thighs as well. So not just butt dimples, but off label for thigh. But are you doing it in the thigh or any other areas that would be useful?
Yeah. So we actually just, I think, presented or submitted, one of our abstracts got accepted for the real world trial that we are presently almost concluding, where we treated both butt and thighs and people that had more mild to moderate cellulite. And we saw some really nice results in the thigh when, again, it was more mild to moderate and there wasn't any laxity. We were getting like about 76% improvement in those dimples.
Are you injecting
so after
it the same way?
So I think
that pretty much the single depot and then going above and below?
With the thigh, it's a 5 injection technique. So it's like 5 different angles. And it is diluted a little bit more. The diluent that comes with the product only comes to really mix for the butt with 8 cc's, and for the thigh you do need more. And so we mix it with bacteriostatic water.
So how much bacteriostatic water do you add?
I want to say, and it's my staff that does this for me, but ultimately you can do 12 dimples and you use 1.5 cc's for the 12 dimples. If you're doing the 0.94 and you're doing, I want to say it's a total, how many? So 24 times 1.5, 36. So we'll do the full bottle of the diluent, which I want to say is 10. And then we'll add the rest with bacteriostatic water.
I'll have to try that. So, and
yeah.
Then any other areas? I can't really think of that many other areas where you form cellulite dimples. I guess perhaps on the back of the arms or, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what off-label uses we come up with.
So I've used it off-label for like some like areas of irregularity from lipo. I actually just had a patient come in today where she had like these divots, and even if you try to fat transfer back into those areas, it usually kind of donuts and splays. And we were able to finally cut a little bit, and I think that it's less traumatic than doing subcision and possibly getting a seroma.
Are you using hyperdilute in the butt?
I'm going to be honest, I've been using Sculptra on the body for so long that I tend to go with Sculptra. I'll use hyperdilute radius sometimes in the inner thigh, more when it's like you've got really, really thin skin and I'm trying to thicken up the skin. I think it's excellent for thickening up the skin. So for me, inner thigh and inner arms, where I wanna really thicken up the skin. I feel like with Sculptra, I'll use it if I'm trying to also, like on the butt, I'll do a lot just to get some volumization and soften the kind of contour, like that hip del that we start to get. I feel like a little, like one vial goes a longer way in my hands. We just did this biostimulation course this last Saturday, and I was picking the brain of a dermatologist, Daniel Coimbra from Brazil. And I think he nailed it when he said he'll use Sculptra when he's trying to get tissue contraction, and he'll use hyperdilute Radiesse when he's trying to thicken the skin. And I think, and I'm with him,
I think
like on
Sculptra is
that.
much more
So,
inflammatory. It's much more of an immune stimulator, and it's like a whole a localized inflammatory response that's going to definitely constrict your things in a little. So,
causes like more like fibroplasia, I think. So, if you're trying to kind of get a little bit of like contraction of the butt too to like lift, I'll combine it a lot with therapy for the butt, and I love the results there.
So, and the neck is a place where the thin tissue does need some thickening. So, I do like the hyperdilute calcium hydroxyapatite there. But it's funny because in the décolleté, Sculptra
Yes.
seems to work better.
I agree with you. For me, I love I've done I did both studies. I've done the hyperdilute Radiesse study to the chest, and I think that paper should be coming out in like the next month in JDD. We saw equivalent results when it came to chest wrinkles, believe it or not, after 3 sessions with hyperdilute Radiesse, 1 to 2, spread out 6 weeks apart, and we followed them for a year. They actually looked better at a year than they did 3 months after their last treatment. But we saw very similar results to what we saw with Sculptra, which took about 3 treatments as well. I still, again, because I started with Sculptra, that's where I go to. But with the neck, I agree with you. The incidence of nodule formation, I think, is a little bit too high for Sculptra in the neck.
I'm also worried about in the neck, like all that calcification that we're putting in there. In terms of, is it going to affect ultrasound imaging for people who are looking for carotid stenosis? Is it going to affect thyroid ultrasound imaging? Is, it's calcification. So that's one of our markers for cancers and suspicious problems. Do you worry about that at all?
So I've been doing a lot of ultrasound. Well, I do a lot of therapy, as you know. So, and I've been helping with a project trying to identify platysma, the depths of injection with needle. How deep do we go? Is it really easy to pierce through platysma? You know, your carotid, is it like a truly, even in a thin person, a centimeter deep? I just ultrasounded it yesterday. I was playing with my fellows, and we were doing like color imaging and Doppler imaging of the carotid. I think that if you lay it in the plane that you're supposed to inject it in, which is very thin, right? Because you have dermis that's only on a good day about a millimeter thin in the neck, and then you have platysma in a thin person, which can be as thin as 3 millimeters deep. So you're really injecting at like in that in a 1 millimeter plane. And it's really hard to consistently be in a space like that. And then you have a bunch of fibrosebaceae that are running through that dermis to your platysma. And it could be very thickened if somebody's done a lot of microneedling RF or oral therapy. So I find that, you know, it'd be very hard to get close to the
It would be,
carotid,
but
to the
I feel like
carotid.
it's a matter of time before we hear a
But
case report of a cannula plunging through the platysma and, some critical structures. So I, even myself as a head and neck surgeon that operates in that zone, I feel like you really need to know the glide plane that you're in and the feel of what you're
Absolutely. Because right below platysma, you're in sternocleidomastoid muscle. There's not a lot of space like in that neck space. So you do have to be careful. I'd be probably a little bit more cautious, or I'd be thoughtful that maybe there might be a false positive with a thyroid, you know, scan, that someone might interpret that there
Definitely.
probably more
But what are you doing for
as a
your own face?
calcification.
You are fabulous and beautiful, and people want to know. What should I be doing during the
Girl, I do
pandemic? I'm
everything.
fully neglecting my beauty and trying to not self-inject too much. But what
You're
are the things you
beautiful.
recommend? Thank you.
You're
You too.
beautiful. So I recommend, I'm like religious, I'm a derm, so I'm obviously biased
Yes.
about the skin. And so I do a combination of IPL Clear and Brilliant every 4 months, and I'm religious with that. We just completed a study where we found that if you do an IPL versus a Clear and Brilliant versus the combination of IPL Clear and Brilliant, the res you have statistically significantly better results with the combination, and we call it a photofractional light. So that's, I don't even do either one alone anymore. I do Botox regularly, everything, full face, full neck. And then I do all therapy every year, and I do filler once a year. And again, pan facial filler.
Excellent. Well, that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can start with the basic pillars of vitamin C, retinol, or Diamond Line Refine is amazing. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.